For years, UFOs, unidentified flying objects, the term coined in the late 1940s, has been a topic of curiosity ever since I can remember. One summer, at a lakeside cottage in Upper Michigan, I was with friends gazing up at the Milky Way, wondering and speculating what's out there. I can remember the sightings reported in Michigan in 1966, debunked by the astrophysicist J. Allen Hynek as swamp gas, or other skeptics who claimed they were low, bright planets or even illusions of our imagination. But that never affected our opinion that advanced civilizations are out there, maybe unreachable, but we knew they were out there. Fast forward to 1984, when SETI was formed by Thomas Pearson and Dr. Jill Tarter using ground-based telescope arrays around the world. The famous science author and astronomer Carl Sagan supported SETI, by the way, which stands for Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence in the Stars. In 1999, SETI distributed personal computer software, actually a screensaver, so that computer hobbyists could help analyze data collected, which was set to work when your computer was idle. It was cool to be part of SETI. Just leave your computer on all night, and if your computer detected an extraterrestrial signal, you'd be famous. That program ended in 2020. However, some feel that SETI was a disappointment because to date, they have never detected a viable signal from extraterrestrials. They have detected a few signals from deep space thought to have the characteristic of an extraterrestrial contact. However, after some evaluation, they found the signals were Earth-based interference. A method used to identify planets orbiting stars that may have been ingredients to sustain our form of carbon life started with the launch of the Kepler telescope in 2009, and to date, six other telescopes are now surveying stars of various types. They include the James Webb Telescope and the Transiting Exoplanet Survey Satellite. As of June 2021, they found 4,758 exoplanets in 3,517 planetary systems. As these planets pass their sun, they generate changes in light intensity that reveal a planet. Once detected, we can analyze the light for elements that could support life, and distances are measured to see if they are in the Goldilocks zone, the right distance from their sun that could support life as we know it. This depends on the size and intensity of the star under observation. I won't go into any more details except to say, to date, they have identified more than 24 potential life-supporting planets, and it is estimated that more than 300 million habitable planets exist in our galaxy alone. We don't know for sure because we'll never be able to travel to star systems light years away. However, because astronomers think about 125 billion galaxies exist in the observable universe, and that the elements that make up life appear to be abundant in the cosmos, life similar to what we know must exist. Now back to reality and the current affairs of the unidentified aerial phenomena. It's June 14, 2021, and soon Congress will get the classified report from the Pentagon of UAP sightings encountered by the Army and Navy. We have seen three leaked videos released in 2017 that the Navy admitted were real but unknown. These include tic-tac-like objects the size of a passenger airliner and some the size of military jets and tracked at incredible speeds with no wings, no markings, and no exhaust, maneuvering in a way that no known earthbound craft could perform. On May 16, 2021, CBS 60 Minutes reported on the current UFO phenomena. They interviewed the USS Nimitz FA-18F Squadron Commander Dave Fravor and Lieutenant Alex Dietrich, who flew at Commander Fravor's wing when in 2004 they were sent to intercept the tic-tac-like object that appeared above the USS Nimitz. It so happens that Dave Fravor is a graduate of the Top Gun Naval Flight School and is quite credible. As they approached the object, it shot skyward, tracked at an incredible speed. Then seconds later, the target was acquired by the Navy ship USS Princeton, 60 miles away. Also, they had actual visual contact, not just radar, as it reported in other sightings. Some of these UAP objects have been tracked entering the ocean and traveling at unheard of speeds through the water. And when the Navy sent submarines to investigate and look for any debris, nothing was found. By the end of June, we should see the reports that will reveal more than 120 of these similar sightings, most of them captured around U.S. military bases and Navy ships on both the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. They are now saying that these UAPs are real, with radar evidence of solid objects spotted around military bases and following U.S. Navy ships. Since the beginning of June, some leaks have been reported, verifying that they are real objects and not U.S. technology, not bright planets, not swamp gas or optical illusions. They also say they are not extraterrestrial, but they can't rule that out. That's like talking out of both sides of your mouth. What I think they're saying, and I hope we will find out by the end of June, that they may be from out of this world. They did say they can't know if they are from the Russians or the Chinese. But experts have said that no known earthly aircraft has the capability they've observed in the UAPs, and it's doubtful that the Russians or the Chinese have the extraordinary flight technology the military has observed with the UAPs. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can return next week for the latest update.